It is our season review show. This is, I think, the fourth one, but I do number them, and it's difficult to keep track. I've got Lizzie Doyle, I've got Ian Salmon, I've got Rob Gutman, and Ian Ryan. As you know, people get to talk about the season, and there's a little bit of a chat about it, and then we'll get on with our lives. Ian Salmon has got notes.
I
can
have.
See them. He's written them on yellowed paper.
On parchment, yes.
I would say they're on a scroll. He will undo his scroll. Ian Salmon, as he has notes, he can go first. Lizzie will go second. Ian will go third, and Rob will go fourth. Go on, Ian.
Fantastic. Right, yeah, it's always a terrifying moment when I have notes. The first one of these I ever did, I didn't know you were going to talk about the season for like 10 minutes. I had nothing at all. The next one, I had 35 minutes.
You don't get to
minutes
do a review
calls.
Of you.
A review of my previous
I'm going.
I'd listen, I'd subscribe.
I was thinking this morning, because one of the worst things about doing these is if you've listened to the previous ones, you realise that your own's not as interesting as everybody else's. But there you go, you stuck with me. It's kind of been like an unremitting season. It's just kept going. It's been brilliant in the way it's kept going, and it weirdly reminds me, if has anyone read Red or Dead by David Peace?
Yes.
The brilliant, brilliant Shankly book, where for the first 200 pages, it's Bill got up, Bill went to the cupboard, Bill took the forks out, Bill put them on the table, Bill moved them around in the formation. It does this for 200 pages, and you're like, what the hell are you doing? And then the rug is pulled from you, you go, that's what you were doing. At the moment, I feel like the rug's being pulled out of me, because the rhythm I had for the entire season disappeared a week ago, and I don't know what to do in my life. But it's a season I think we were underestimated from day one. We started the season underestimated by the wider world and finished it underappreciated by the wider world. What we actually did during the season wasn't appreciated. All you got is people saying, well, you didn't win the league, did you? You didn't win the Champions League. How are you the best team in the world? Because we are. We had all the pundits at the beginning of the season not tipping us for anything. We weren't in some people's top fours, despite the fact that Man United had finished second the previous season, because we'd had a disastrous mid-season and we'd been so ravaged by injury the previous. That widespread ignorance of our injury cost us was everywhere.